AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. 3 weeks on the run ended a couple of hours ago for one of two escaped killers in upstate New York.
Richard Matt was killed in a gun battle with law enforcement officers nearly 3 weeks after he and another convicted killer, David Sweat, cut their way out of a maximum security prison in northern New York. The encounter took place in Franklin County, which sits on the Canadian border about 40 miles northwest of the Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora. Hundreds of police, forest rangers, and federal agents had been searching for the pair. The hunt was concentrated near the town of Malone, about 10 miles south of the border, after police found strong indications they'd been staying in hunting cabins nearby. Matt was serving 25 years to life for the killing and dismembering of a former boss. I'm Warren Levinson.
Speaking at the funeral for the pastor of that church in Charleston, South Carolina, where he and eight other members were killed last week, the president said the massacre has done exactly the opposite of what the gunman wanted.
Oh, but God works in mysterious ways. God has different ideas.
President Obama says while the Confederate flag didn't cause the murders, the nation has spent too long being blind to the pain the flag has caused.
For many, black and white, that flag was a reminder of systemic oppression and racial subjugation. We see that now.
Same-sex couples won the right to marry nationwide today. The Supreme Court ruling will put an end to same-sex marriage bans in 14 states, including Kentucky, where Greg Bork lives.
We are equal. We have earned equal rights to marriage and the freedom to marry for all Kentuckians, for all Americans. And I'll just tell you, it feels very good.
This is AP Radio News. A young man pulled an AK-47 from a beach umbrella and sprayed European sunbathers at a Tunisian resort today, killing at least 37 of them. The shootings in Tunisia happened about the same time as a bombing at a Shiite mosque in Kuwait and an attack on a U.S.-owned factory in France that included a beheading. But a spokesman for U.S. Central Command says it's unclear if Islamic State militants played a role in the attacks.
It's really too early to tell whether or not they, in fact, were involved in these attacks.
Islamic militants from the al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab group attacked a remote African Union base in Somalia today, causing many casualties. The governor of the region told the Associated Press women were beheaded during the attack. Crews have resumed recovery efforts at a remote site in southeast Alaska, where a sightseeing plane crashed, killing all 9 people aboard. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.